Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
You're listening to Everybody's Doing It with Miss Lolly. The subject matter of this podcast is for mature audiences, and there are a few words here and there that could land you in the principal's office, so listener discretion is advised. On this season of Everybody's Doing It with Miss Lolly, I'm taking classes and workshops in the community and online that are designed to broaden your sexual horizons and spice up your life, and you get to come with me. This week, I join a burlesque dance class with one of San Diego's most sought-after burlesque dancers, Ginger and Whiskey. Stick around to find out how this less-than-graceful body of mine did in an intro to Bump and Grind.
Most plastic doesn't get recycled. It just ends up in the landfill. Instead of trashing it, you can reuse that container by refilling it at Earthwell Refill over and over again. You can refill laundry detergent, dish soap, shampoos and conditioners, even toothpaste. You name it, and Earthwell Refill has it. All natural products that are good for you and our community. At Earthwell Refill, we make it easy to live a more sustainable and eco-friendly lifestyle.
As an LMFT, I spend a lot of time in an office doing therapy sessions, either in person or over Zoom, which means my butt is in a chair all day. My hips get tight, my lower back gets tight, and there are weeks where I'm feeling less than confident in my body and need to get moving. I understand the importance of keeping my bones, muscles, and heart strong, but honestly, the gym is not my favorite place to be. I get bored on a treadmill, and the weight room can be intimidating. So I'm always on the lookout for things outside of the gym I can do to feel better in my body. One evening, I was on the phone with Choo Choo, one of my favorite people, and she was explaining how go-go dancing for the last 20 years has helped her to stay fit and able to be on her feet all night as a bartender.
Have you ever thought about taking maybe a dance class?
Like a ballet class?
No, probably not ballet. it's a little slow to start out, but I don't know, like a jazz class or maybe tap or anything that kind of is a bit more active dance, even maybe like a modern dance class, any of those that are going to get your whole body moving, but don't take the years and years and years of technique that ballet does.
Right, exactly. I'm not becoming a prima ballerina tomorrow. That's not happening.
Right.
I'm definitely not built like a ballerina.
No one's built like a ballerina.
You've been dancing for a long time.
Basically my entire life as a professional adult for 20 years.
Damn. It must be fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. That's why I do it. That's why I haven't stopped. Like the energy and vibe feed between the crowd and myself is something that keeps me coming back to it, like excited to do it every single time.
Yeah, you always look like you're having fun on the box.
Yeah, you know, it's my element up there, and that's why I won't stop until I have to, or, you know, because it's my happy place.
I don't think I could dance for that long. It's like running a marathon.
That was a tiny one, yeah, maybe like a 3K.
But yeah. In fishnets.
Yeah, but in fishnets and giant heavy boots. It's definitely cardio-based because it is nonstop. You're not allowed to really stop. The tempo changes are really challenging in a good way. Like slow songs kind of become a Tai Chi sort of workout where even though you're not moving fast, you totally feel the burn. But it is super duper fun. Once you're there and your cardio is there, it's a workout without it feeling like a workout. You're having more fun than you would on your funnest day at the gym, but you're still working your body pretty hardcore. I mean, I burn at least 1,000 calories a night at the very least.
Definitely kept you in shape.
It's kind of the best job ever.
Cardio and fishnets.
Cardio and fishnets. That's what I do.
Now, I know go-go dancing isn't in my future, but I took Choo-Choo's advice and looked into beginner dance classes where anybody was welcome. I found pole dancing, break dancing, folklorico, but none of it was speaking to me, until a few nights later when I found myself at a monthly burlesque show at the Sycamore Den. The costumes were killer, the songs were bangers, and these girls had me laughing and smiling the whole night. I learned that a few of the dancers started out as students at Flaunt Studio here in San Diego, and one of the hosts of the event teaches beginner burlesque classes. So the next day, still high from the glitter and feather boas, I looked into Flaunt Studio and signed up for a class called Bump and Grind. But soon after, I started to worry that maybe I made a mistake. Would I have to be in my underwear? Would I have to dance in heels? Who goes to these classes? And what would I be expected to do or already know about dance? So I emailed the teacher to ask her about herself and the class and see what I could expect. When we get back, I talk with Ginger and Whiskey about the fun, art, and politics of burlesque.
Most plastic doesn't get recycled. It just ends up in the landfill. Instead of trashing it, you can reuse that container by refilling it at Earthwell Refill over and over again. You can refill laundry detergent, dish soap, shampoos and conditioners, even toothpaste. You name it, and Earthwell Refill has it. All natural products that are good for you and our community. At Earthwell Refill, we make it easy to live a more sustainable and eco-friendly lifestyle.
From El Centro to everywhere, we're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
Voices del Valle is a teen-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
On the next episode of Voices del Valle, we will talk with teens about their cheer and soccer championship seasons. I've got to listen to that. Voices del Valle, fresh voices, bold stories made in the valley.
Voices del Valle, find us on KPBS or wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, I signed up for a class at Flaunt Studio to learn to bump and grind. I was feeling a bit nervous about it, though, so I reached out to Ginger and Whiskey and got some more information about the class to calm my nerves. So you started off doing many things, go-go dancing, stripping in strip clubs, correct?
Yeah, so I didn't actually start off in the clubs. That was something that came about later. So I had been doing burlesque for a while and then wanted to try out that line of work. It was a line of work that I've always respected deeply, and I was tired of the jobs I was in and wanted to give a shot. Go-going was the thing that led me into burlesque. I was living in LA and just go-going at whatever generic club in Pasadena, but it was fun to be able to just shake my ass and make money. So it was a fun little intro into like, oh, I enjoy getting to work and use my sensuality.
How would you say burlesque is different from go-go and from like pole dancing you might see in strip clubs?
Yeah, it's a whole different beast for sure. So burlesque differs from both of those because it is a form of artistic expression. It's theatrical. Oftentimes, it's not a thing you can make a living off of just doing that. It is truly something that is a labor of love, pretty much. You're investing in costumes and creating and putting things on stage, and it's a true form of self-expression versus, I mean, there is still a certain amount of selling yourself because if you are trying to be marketable or book shows, just depends on what you're trying to book, but it also just allows for that space of being weird and making a statement for how you feel and what you believe in. I can't recall who had made this quote. It's not mine, but I had heard someone say that burlesque is the act of the audience getting to watch you fall in love with yourself. So I think it can be a really beautiful space for that.
What do you feel you teach in your classes other than dance moves?
What I really strive for my students to come away with is learning how to take up space, how to be really present in their bodies, down to their breath, which you get in things like a yoga practice. And even if you're at the gym, you know, breathing is such an important part of our physical existence. But how do we learn to where we can be in tune with all the different things our body's doing and actually really savor them and enjoy them? I want my students to be able to walk away with a better understanding of self and feeling more comfortable and conscious as they go about their day and their bodies.
So who would you say your classes are for? Like, does age, weight,
ability matter in these classes? I'm assuming that I'm not bringing my dad, who's had 2 hip replacements, into class, but what about my mom, who is pretty agile?
I definitely keep my classes all level classes. I want to be able to bridge that gap between if it's your first time dancing, or if you've been dancing for years, or all age ranges too. I have students everywhere from their early 20s into their 70s. I have grandmothers that take class consistently with me, and even my own mom has started coming recently. So there's no limit to who can do it. That's the thing. Burlesque is supposed to be for everyone, and that's why it is so important to create spaces where that representation is there, because when you cast that in your shows and the audience members get to see someone that looks and exists like them, they feel represented, and that makes them excited to try something new and maybe bring them out of their comfort zone of what they've been doing already, and makes them want to explore more, which is beautiful. I want spaces for queer expression, for all different body types, for all humans in all different walks of life, no matter age or anything else. It's also really important to me that we bring awareness to different groups within the community that are out there doing the on-the-ground work to support each other. So that's why it was really important to me to include fundraising for mutual aid in one of my monthly shows, and I want to do more work like that. So yeah, accessible events that celebrate all types, events that really truly create community and support community outside of just burlesque, outside of that, you know, because showing your body is an act of rebellion, and it's political, and this art form is political, and if we're not doing things that embrace that and celebrate that, then what's the point?
How would you say burlesque is political?
I would say femme bodies have always been political. Queer bodies have always been political. You know, bodies of color, it's just existence outside of the heteronormative norm is a political statement. We are constantly having to fight extra hard to be who we truly are outside of the constraints that have been put on us. And luckily, there's more conversations these days about it than, say, when I was growing up. And, you know, that's part of why it took me so long to really discover who I was as a performer. But I would say that, like, who I am as a performer is honestly who I am as a person. It just is a space for me to, like, wholeheartedly embrace that and unapologetically be exactly who I want to be, just more in drag and more theatrical than maybe on a day-to-day basis.
What I'm hearing you say is that this is a dance art form that all bodies and all people are welcome to experience. Can you tell me a little bit about what you feel that experience is for a new person, somebody who's maybe been to some shows, seen it, and then said, okay, I want to do that? What do you think it brings to their life?
Goodness, I mean, it's different for everybody. It depends on what they're coming in there for. Some people see a show and they want to be a performer, and so that's their goal, and they're taking all the classes and booking private lessons and doing showcases and things like that. Some people just want to move again for the first time, you know, whether it's after a surgery or after having kids or whatever else in life happens where you don't get to move your body or may get disconnected from it. And for some, it's just even just showing up and doing something different. And I get people in for the first time everywhere from super excited and ambitious to absolutely terrified. But no matter how people come in, it's important just to remind them that it's supposed to be fun and that you can't take yourself too seriously. And that's the thing, it's burlesque is at its root supposed to be like a comic imitation of like a serious art. So there's plenty of space for comedy and satire and being goofy and not having, it's not, you don't have to be like the sexiest person in the room. It's not about that. It's about like just understanding oneself. And I think showing up is the first step. And then it's nice to watch the people that are more guarded and are more terrified. It's nice to watch those walls come down. And it's great when they come back and you see them grow and develop and really embrace it.
I'm going to be one of those people who's more on the terrified spectrum when I come in. What can I expect in my first class?
I would say you can expect just having a really good group around you. All of my students are wonderful energy. They're super supportive. So there's not going to be anyone that is going to be competitive or harsh or whatever else, which can be a fear for a lot of people, especially coming into a new group of people. But I try to lead with gentleness, and I like to teach slow and steady, and I have people ask a lot of questions, and it's really important for me to teach from a place of love, because I didn't always get that from teachers growing up, being a trained dancer and figure skater my whole young life. I had a lot of really harsh, borderline abusive teachers, because that was just kind of the norm back then, just teachers that would yell at you or belittle you or insult you as a means of motivation. And when I became a teacher, it was really important to me to be the opposite of that and just be a source of warmth and mentorship and guidance.
I think in that way, you really do make this form of dance more accessible, and just dance in general accessible, because I know I would not feel comfortable signing up for a, say, beginner ballet class. But this sounds like so much fun, and you make it sound like it's very doable, even for somebody who's never danced before.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing with burlesque. Some of the best burlesque performers in the world aren't trained dancers. So it doesn't mean, just because you've never danced doesn't mean that you don't have it in you. And I think showing up and trying it out is the first step of anything. But yeah, come out and see a show sometime. You know, I have 2 different monthly shows going on, and there's plenty of other ones within the community, but I think experiencing the art form and supporting it so it can thrive is a great way to learn about it. Go out and support the art forms that you love, and supporting is the best thing you can do.
You know, the audience gets to kind of participate as a group too. It's really, the energy is so great at burlesque shows.
Totally.
Where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me at Ginger, the letter N, Whiskey, W-H-I-S-K-E-Y. Or you can find my production site at whiskeyandfuego.com. So that has all the information on me and Feisty and what we're doing out there, because we've got some other stuff in the works and always will. So, and you can also give Whiskey and Fuego a follow on Instagram. Just spelled out Whiskey and the letter N and then Fuego.
When we come back, I go to Flaunt Studio to learn to bump and grind. Working at a computer all day is not conducive to feeling loose and sexy in your body. And for me, multiple days in the gym can be a drag. So I went on the hunt for a fun way to start moving and start feeling myself again. What I found was a beginner burlesque class at Flaunt Studio, taught by the titillating Ginger and Whiskey. After talking with Ginger, I felt a lot more confident and amped to shake my ass. But when I pulled up to the studio, I felt a little flutter in my stomach. I haven't danced anywhere other than dark goth clubs since high school. And in those clubs, I dance like no one's watching and really hope that they're not. But this was daytime and really different. I walked up the stairs to the studio and sat in the little room where the other people were waiting for class, and I introduced myself as a brand new student. I quickly discovered that this was a group of smiling, enthusiastic people. They made me feel a lot better about being a novice. Then the doors opened and we filed into the dance room, where Ginger welcomed us with a smile and told us to get ready to warm up. By the end of this class, I was dripping with sweat and beaming from ear to ear. Sure, there were moves I didn't know and things I tripped up on, but several of the students in Ginger took the time to make sure I didn't get too lost, and I felt good crossing the room with the others. After class, I had a moment to chat with 2 of the students to ask them what they get out of this class.
I'm Sydney, and I'm 35.
I'm Chloe Blue. I am a children's art instructor, and I'm 23.
So how long have you been taking these classes?
My first class was back in November.
And I just had my first class 20 minutes ago.
How'd you like it?
I loved it. It was so fun and so freeing. And I feel like I am learning so much about myself. And it's really fun.
Why take a burlesque dance class instead of like tap dancing or something?
I think it's really important as a woman to really embrace your sensuality and know how to move your body and feel more confident in your body. And I saw a burlesque dancer, Winter Sinclair, and I'd been following her for years. But after I saw her performance, I just felt this feeling of like, wow, that is a goddess walking on the earth. And that is so powerful. And she's so unapologetically her, and she knows how to move her body. And I would love to have that power and feel that within me.
So you're tapping into your inner goddess here.
Yeah.
For me, my story is a little bit different because I've watched burlesque and been a fan of burlesque for so long, but I actually just had weight loss surgery back in October. I've lost 65 pounds so far. So for me, it was finding the courage to get out there and try new things as I'm on this journey with my body and kind of rediscovering myself through this process. So my goal was to do things that help foster a connection with my body and my self-confidence through doing stuff that's joyful, like dance. With weight loss surgery, you're going through a lot of transitions with your body and your sensuality at the same time. So for me to come once a week and look in the mirror and connect with my body also helps me go through this process of rediscovering myself at the same time. It's been a great way to help empower myself through that and kind of help me re-engage with my body as it's continuously changing right now.
I also like the fact that you're tapping into your sensuality by yourself, mm-hmm. but in a group.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like anybody's touching you. It's not like you're performing for anyone else. You're doing it for yourself, but you're doing it with other people.
Yeah, I think that one of the parts of class that's really important is that it's together. So I will say the first couple times I came to class, I was very nervous about not picking up all the steps or not learning as quickly as other people. And once you realize everyone else is just as focused on themselves in the mirror, that they're not really looking at you except to celebrate you. They're not looking at you with judgment. They're looking at you with like, oh, wow, she did that really well, or I really like her outfit. So it's a different type of being looked at by others. I know, especially as a woman who might have felt judged by other women in the past in spaces like this, it's a really good way to kind of reverse that, because here it's very encouraging. And although you might see another woman in class who you think is doing a better job than you, or might have like a cuter outfit, or, you know, a lot of times you look at another woman and compare yourself, you have to remember that they're probably looking at you too, and that they liked how you did the hip swish, or they like your outfit, and it's all very empowering. So it helps you come out of like your self-conscious, like little bubble, to realize that we're all a part of it together. And I think that's kind of the experience of the class. You start out like you're in your bubble by yourself, and then you realize like, oh, we're all feeling that, and we're all anxious about getting it right. And yeah. I think the second step is letting go of that and kind of just celebrating everyone for being there.
Yeah, I was watching both of you. I'm like, wait, was it right, left, or left, right? You know, are we supposed to be on this foot or that foot? And so, yeah, you are looking at other people's bodies, but in the not in a judgmental way. It's more of a, like you said, the group choreography is, it connects you with others in a sensual but not sexual way.
The people here, even if they've been here for a few years, like they were all so encouraging and so sweet. I went to a heels class like a few weeks ago, and I just felt so lost. And it was my first one, and everyone there was like a pro, an expert. And it was so overwhelming. I wanted to cry a few times. So if you want to find somewhere to start for your first time and start slow and at your own pace, I would definitely recommend the burlesque class for sure.
And it's a very body positive, encouraging environment. It's very inclusive, especially at Flaunt, I will say. A big part of class is that every time we cross the floor, you are supposed to cheer and whistle and clap for your fellow classmates. So it kind of helps bring people out of their shell. And then you're supporting all the other dancers and they're supporting you. So it's this really empowering environment.
Yeah, I noticed that, you know, like I'm fumbling. I don't know the choreography. I haven't danced in forever. And everybody was so encouraging. How would you feel about a male identified person in this class? Would that change the vibe for you?
For me, no. I think we should try to be as inclusive as possible. I definitely do really love and appreciate the all women and the feminine vibe in here for sure. But I think it's a decision to own yourself and your power and your sensuality. I do think it's possible for anyone, and especially for men. So many men do have a difficult time tapping into that, like tapping into their emotions and how they're feeling within their bodies. So I definitely think it would be pretty badass to have more men and more people join burlesque classes.
And I also just wanted to add, there have been other classes I've taken here with different gender identities included, and it's a very inclusive environment. So, you know, no one should be discouraged and think it's a cisgender women only space. It's definitely inclusive of anyone who wants to take class at FONT. And it's an environment where everyone should feel comfortable.
And we had a woman here who was 65.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the average.
And that's not the only time. I will say there are all ages in every class I've been here. It's part of what makes it so empowering is that it's so many generations of women taking class together.
When I was a kid, I heard my dad say that life's an adult is just a long list of errands. At the time, I really didn't comprehend how poignant that casual comment was. But when I became a real bill-paying, plumber-calling grown-up, those words echoed in my head. And they brought with them this feeling of grief for a time with fewer responsibilities. As life chugs along, it's easy to get into the routine of work, chores, and just general maintenance of life and health. And things other than work and family responsibilities can start to feel frivolous, or like they just aren't enough of a priority to give them energy and bandwidth. But I strongly believe that maintaining good mental health includes injecting fun and play into the precious time we have, and that confidence in and about your body is important to staying playful. You deserve enjoyment to take space in your life. You deserve to feel yourself. And feeling yourself is a practice that needs effort. It might come from joining a choir or a pool league, or going on a jog, or going to a nude beach. For me, burlesque was a great way to loosen my body and balance the daily grind with the bump and grind. It could work for you too. Who knows? Fishnets and pasties could be a real good look for you. You don't know if you don't try. This classic song is called The Stripper by David Rose, written in 1962. All episodes are created by your host, Miss Lolly, for Bad Form Media. Our executive producer is Parker Edison for Meridian Arts. Edgar Almanar is our fantastic editor, and our sound engineer is Luke Henshaw of Penguin Studios. Theme music arranged and played by Miss Lolly. Technical and operational support provided by KPBS technical producer and sound designer Adrian Villalobos and KPBS producer Julio Ortiz Franco. Lisa Jane Morissette is KPBS Director of Audio Programming and Operations. You can subscribe and find us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This programming is made possible in part by the KPBS Explorer Content Fund.
Yeah, I can't imagine going to the supermarket and some of your costumes would be appropriate.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, even going to the supermarket, sometimes it has to happen to like get backstage snacks or something on the way. And it's already pretty funny walking to a store with the full makeup and the fake hair and everything else. So yeah, it definitely makes people turn some heads.
From El Centro to everywhere, we're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
Voices del Valle is a teen-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
On the next episode of Voices del Valle, we will talk with teens about their cheer and soccer championship seasons. I've got to listen to that. Voices del Valle, fresh voices, bold stories made in the valley.
Voices del Valle, find us on KPBS or wherever you get your podcasts.